From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your 2-Minute Texas Crop and Weather Report for October 23, 2012. Despite drought, record high temperatures, and an early freeze, and the failure of many dryland fields, the Texas High Plains cotton crop could wind up being near or slightly above the 10-year average. Though the predictions may seem contrary to what many expected, they're based on the USDA's October 2012 report. This report surveys farmers and takes measurements in fields, said Mark Kelly, AgriLife Extension Cotton Specialist based in Lubbock. I talked to Mark on October 23rd.
Okay, for the 2012 crop, they're predicting 3.96 million bales produced in the High Plains, and that's in the one north and one south districts. Mm-hmm. Looking back, you know, from 98 when I first came out here to 2011 last year, we had an average about 3.59 bales produced per acre, and that's an average. And for the last 10 years, you know, 10-year average is 3.89. So according to that, we're going to be just slightly above our 10-year average.
I've seen some reports coming out of the Panhandle, Mark. A lot of dry land zeroed out, but some of the irrigated, I hear, is looking pretty good.
Yes, we're getting some pretty good yield coming in from some of the irrigated fields in the area. You know, we've heard, I'd say for a lot of it, you know, upwards around that 2-bale mark, and then there's some that's coming in even higher than that, you know, where they've got good water and they've had the, you know, timely rainfall events.
Now, did you have much late planted cotton?
There was some late planted cotton, and, you know, that early freeze dinged it pretty good, but I've been pleasantly pleased with some of the results of, well, even after that freeze, the bolls are opening up.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.